This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. It's called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. We love hearing from you, our listeners. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's waiting for you to weigh in at 800-228-0550. You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. When we're on the air, press 2. It'll get you right to Manny. He'll say, hey, what's your name? What do you want to talk about? Hang up. And he puts you up in the board here, and we go to town. We chat. Simple as that. You can also press 1 when you call that number and leave a message, just with your comment, whatever it is. Might use that on the air as well. And a few of those comments that have come in. So that's how the game works. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I actually even have a letter that came in the mail, like with the mailman and everything.
Wow, people still do that.
Pony Express.
Holy cow. I haven't seen one of those in years.
Yeah, listener in Rame, North Dakota. It is Rame, as I say right now.
Yes.
I always mess it up because I've heard other people butcher it. But Rame is the correct pronunciation. Anyway, so we'll have that coming up this hour. Trent Luce is going to be here. He's a Northern Plains legend is what he is. He's just he's kind of a treasure. And we'll talk with him about a situation he's followed very closely in Oregon. The standoff between the feds and ranchers out there took a really terrible turn this week. One rancher dead. And what happened? We're asking that question. Trent's been on the job, going to find out for us as well. In the meantime, tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. 258-0550. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Talked a lot about Donald Trump today, a little bit about the governor's race. I mentioned earlier there's some new candidates in the race for the presidency at UND that have North Dakota ties. That's a neat story. We've got Josh DeMaul on the Today Show this hour. I better turn that on so I can tell you what happens there, okay? And they're going to we'll maybe play a little bit of that. How about that? So stay tuned for that coming up as well on the program today. Josh DeMaul announced today by Sarah Adi Coleman and the North Dakota tourism officials of the Department of Commerce that they are, once again, using Josh DeMaul to sell North Dakota to the country in a nationwide campaign. So pretty cool there. One other thing we should mention, 30 years ago today, where were you? Do you remember hearing this?
The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God. Thank you.
Ronald Reagan, referring to the tragedy of the Space Shuttle Challenger 30 years ago. Remember where you were when you saw it? I was at a little steel building on the end of Reinhard Drive in East Grand Forks, the studios of KCNN. We started the whole talk radio thing there in the mid-80s. And little tiny black and white TV, like a portable job, you know, with the antenna out. These days, you know, I'm looking at right now 6 TV monitors plus a few computer screens, right? I mean, that's just the norm when you're always keeping tabs. And think of that, mid-80s, we had one TV in the whole building. We're a radio station. What do you need TV for? But we watched the shuttle go, and then the shuttle explode, and trying to make sense of it. You know, what's happening? What am I seeing here? I just, you know, unbelievable. Where were you, Todd?
Rochester, Minnesota. And same thing, and probably the same kind of looking TV, too. The little black and white thing with the little rabbit ears out of the back of it.
Yeah.
And we're all gathered around and watching, going, oh, my Lord. Two texters have said they weren't even conceived yet.
Manny, how about you? What year were you born?
Good grief.
Manny? Manny busy talking to callers? Isn't it time to mess with us pesky?
Or maybe he just doesn't want to rub it in.
Yeah.
Are we getting that old? I don't think we're that old, Scott, but, you know, whatever.
I think evidence proves otherwise. Anyway, remember that. I also just really enjoyed listening to Ronald Reagan there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Quoting that bit of perfect poetry about slipping the surly bonds of earth to touch the face of God and comforting a nation mourning some heroes from the space program. That was the leader. You know, the caller before the break, if you missed it, I'll recap it. But basically, the caller said, you know, a true measure of a leader is how they react to criticism. And his point in bringing that up was that Trump has failed the test in a big way. Is that a true measure of a leader, how they respond to criticism? Does a true leader have genuine humility? Does Donald Trump possess either true humility or the ability to respond properly to criticism? Interesting points. Look, there's a lot of character traits that you could write down that are important for a president of the United States. I think those two are pretty darn important. I hear you, because you're going to get criticized a lot. You're also going to have the opportunity to get a little prideful. And if you aren't too careful, you know, pride cometh before the fall. It was written in the good book. And it makes a lot of sense. What do you make of that? You tell me at 800-228-0550. Emailer Sherry says, I heard you say this morning you were warming to Trump. I also heard you say you're pro-life. The next president will likely appoint 3 to 4 Supreme Court justices. Recently, I heard Trump say his sister is a terrific justice and he'd consider appointing her. She's very liberal and for partial birth abortion. So if he's comfortable appointing her, who else like her would he appoint? I doubt he would even take those kinds of things into consideration. Well, I think I heard the same interview, and somebody was being cued saying, you know, hey, your sister's a good lawyer. Would you put her on? You know, she's a judge, I guess. And he went on to say she's a terrific judge, terrific judge. What else are you going to say when somebody says, would you consider your sister for the Supreme Court who's already a judge? You know, I mean, I don't take that to say that's the measure of his, you know, I think with Donald Trump has told us he's pro-life. All right. He's made that pretty clear. He's explained why he once had a little different viewpoint than he does now. And he has been battle tested by a lot of evangelical leaders as well, who say they support him. Okay. Donald Trump, I believe, would be a man of his word in that regard, to the extent that when it comes time to hire appoint a Supreme Court justice nominee for Congress to consider, he's going to appoint a team of folks to say, okay, where's the pool based on what I have stated are my parameters, what I believe. So I don't take the sister thing into, I happen to believe the Supreme Court is probably the most important issue we all ought to wake up. Maybe the debt right behind it. But the Supreme Court, it's impossible to overstate how important filling those slots on the Supreme Court are, which is one of the reasons I'm warming to Trump, honestly. Because I want someone that can win. If I could pick, say, hey, Marco Rubio, get in there, you win. You know, and he wins, it'd be great. Ted Cruz, I love Ted Cruz. I think Ted Cruz would be eaten up and spit out by the national media. I'm talking about against Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about in the general. So if I care about the Supreme Court, if I care about the debt, I got to say, who can win? And more, that's why I lean the way I lean. But I hear you. I struggle with it, and I'm not there yet. So this is part of a process. We all just have to keep figuring this out. Richard Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
As far as Donald Trump goes, in all reality, for this, obviously there was a bias there with Megyn Kelly. And if Fox News was going to be responsible, she should have stepped down from it. With that being said, do I think Trump is hiding? No, I think Trump is making a point of who is Fox News to say that I need to do their debate. Because people, you know, have had it with the media and business as usual. And as far as Trump being silent, you know, not saying anything, George Bush probably did more to hurt the conservative and the Republican Party by staying silent as a president and not going after the Democrats when they were slamming him and a lot of his policies.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I'm a big fan of George W. Bush. The character of the man is unimpeachable. But I agree with you. His timidity and not wanting to enter the fray, and he always thought it was beneath the presidency to fight back. But it did cost elections. It did cost important points. So very good points, Richard. Thank you, David Minot. What's your take?
Yeah, I think Trump's afraid of Ted Cruz. You know, during the last debate, Ted Cruz made the remark about the New York issue, and Donald Trump danced around that like he was dancing with the stars.
I thought he did a pretty good job of answering the whole New York when he came back with the 9/11 thing. I thought he actually got the better of Cruz on that. But to your point, he didn't on a whole host of other issues. I mean, Cruz did drive Donald Trump's bus a little bit, and that could very well be one of the reasons he's saying, hey, I'm not going to take that ahead of Iowa. Interesting point, Dave. Thanks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. You really, honestly, if you enjoy the affordable, reliable electricity we all take for granted, you flip the switch, the light's on, right? And I just want you to think a little scenario for a moment. What if I flip that and that light wasn't on? What happens? What do I do? And let that fear motivate you to going to secureenergyfuture.org and doing a very simple thing, saying, you know what? member of Congress, member of the legislature, you know, bureaucrat at the EPA, hear my voice. Stop this clean power plan. Stop what you're doing. All the facts are there at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, before we go back to the phones here, a little breaking news from North Dakota today. Josh Duhamel is on the set of the Today Show and about to make kind of a neat little announcement. So.
Well, actor Josh Duhamel started out as a model and a soap star, but you know him from his movies and his hit show Las Vegas, where he played the handsome head of security, Danny McCoy.
Now Josh is lending his talent and general dreaminess to the state of North Dakota. North Dakota, whose tourism bureau has made him its face.
You can say that, really. And he's hoping to encourage you to check out everything his home state has to offer. I feel a road trip coming on and many, many people just converging because you're the face now.
I guess I should have asked if I could read the text before.
No.
It's all true.
Hey, I'll take it. It's fleeting.
Give us your best pitch on North Dakota.
Well, you know, I grew up there, and it was something that I, you know, it's all I knew really growing up. And when I moved away, it was like nobody knew anything about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've heard people say, I've been to 49 of the states, but I haven't been to North Dakota yet. I'm like, okay. So when they asked me, you know, if I would be a part of the campaign, I said, absolutely. And so we spent 8 days going across the state and seeing things that I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's beautiful. And it's one of the best kept secrets in the country.
Wow.
And the coolest part is you're going to be standing at the state line greeting every person who comes to visit.
I'll be at the Canadian border.
Yes.
And I'll be called Montana, Minnesota.
Exactly. As the paid spokesman, you will be there. Let's talk about this flick. Al Pacino, Anthony Hopkins, Misconduct. It's so intense. I was like sweating from every pore watching it. Talk about the plot a little bit.
All right. Now they're on to talking about movies rather than North Dakota. But by the way, the photos while that's going on. It's probably my fault, Todd. How often have I talked about the north unit of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park being the best view in all of North Dakota? There it is. Yeah. There he is, right there, taking it in, showing it to the whole world. Now it's, you know, no longer a well-kept secret. Right there south of Watford City. Gotta love it. So, pretty cool. Kudos to the North Dakota Tourism Office for pulling that off. It's really neat. Announced today on the Today Show. Pretty cool. Bob in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. Look, I misspoke yesterday when I was speaking with Congressman Kramer, and I'll clear that up with him next week, in that it's the Senate filibuster rule I was trying to get at, that Harry Reid, the Democrats, when they had the majority, they flipped that rule upside down on its head that had been in place since our founding,
yep.
In that versus the number of votes needed to pass versus block legislation. They flipped it to where it requires less votes now to block legislation. And so to save the Democratic president's face and not get bills to where he has to look bad by vetoing them, they just use that block it. Well, not much is going to change in my mind if we get a Republican president. Unless the Republicans flip that rule back the way it was supposed to be, they're going to have just as much difficulty getting bills to a Republican president's desk. And I think that is, you know, the Democrats have really stacked the deck in the Senate in doing that, and that needs to be fixed. What's your opinion on that?
No, in my mind, the rules need to be changed because, you know, the Republicans play nice, right? So Harry Reid changes the rules and hands us our head politically on so much legislation. And then Republicans take control and they go back to the old way. I mean, you've got to play the way they play. So
exactly.
In my mind, the rules need to be changed if you're going to – and get out of this business of regular order, you know, we can't do this, we can't do – no, fight the way they fight. It's the way they absolutely have to do it. Appreciate the call, Bob. Lots of calls have come in we haven't had a chance to get to. Let's roll a couple of those right now. Want to roll the first one, Todd?
Oh, this is Karen June Michelson. I actually am leaving soon to do errands in beautiful downtown Fargo. Yes. Okay. There's prettier parts of Fargo. Anyway, I don't know if I'll be able to get a call in, so I just wanted to congratulate you on being the most listened to station in the Upper Plains, Upper Central Plains. I don't remember the exact
they
quotation of that.
They all work. Yeah, you're
all. Congratulations anyway.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
That wasn't.
That's okay.
Actually, technically.
No, that's okay. On your way to shop in downtown Fargo. Very nice. Thank you. Very nice. Very, very, very nice. We appreciate the compliment. Thank you. We were talking about the ratings earlier, and we are blessed. Thank you for listening. Another, Todd, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Scott, this is Scott the Boy. And a few days ago, before that, you said, what was the worst day this country has ever had? I thought about that. I listened to those things on the History Channel. Since we have legalized abortion on demand, we have killed more babies than Auschwitz. Now think about that. Check the numbers. You will see that we are bigger killers than Hitler. That's my comment.
Okay, more babies than... Did you hear what he said?
Auschwitz.
Okay, I see. He's talking about the Holocaust. All right.
Right.
Well,
right.
No, that's correct, because the number varies, but you hear generally the number of 6 million murdered at the hands of Hitler, and the extinction of the Jewish people and others as well. But 6 million. I think 6 million Jews, and they have other handicap and other it's atrocious, okay? The number of abortions that have been committed since Roe versus Wade legalized that procedure is about 57 million, 58 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. Said, no, it's you're absolutely right, Pat. You are. And I don't remember saying what was the worst day or asking the question, what was the worst day in American history? But for me, that'd be it. I don't know how you could point to the death of 56 million babies who ultimately would have a path in life that could have, cured cancer? What did we extinguish in the name of convenience? Right? And I'm not equipped to engage that debate. I know that Doug Burgum is going to join us tomorrow on the program, and he was asked recently whether he was pro-choice or pro-life on a television show, and he said neither. And since sort of gotten testy about answering that question, and I'd love to just have a conversation with people who don't tune out the minute you bring it up to say, just explain to me how you can chalk that up to, I think it's bad, but, it's a woman's right to do that. It's her choice. It's, it's not for me to say. That's like saying, that's not for me to say if, those people were wrong to run those airplanes into towers on 9/11. Who am I to say? They were mad. They want to kill 3,000 people. It's not for me to say. Who's it for me to say it was wrong to murder those people in that school, right? I just don't know how you see it any differently. Appreciate the call, though. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. Then my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. They like to say because every moment matters at Verizon, and that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. They're a local, family-owned company. They carry all the latest smartphones and tablets, keep you connected. Personalized customer service. They have a smile on their face. They want to help you. No big lines, no hassles, and they're everywhere you're at. Whether at home, the lakes, and beyond, you'll find B-Mobile Verizon locations all throughout our listening area. Botno on 11th Street West, Williston on 2nd Avenue West, Wahpeton next to Top, Valley City, 635 Main Street. Find other locations at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Our next guest is a Northern Plains legend, sixth-generation rancher. And I believe the definitive source on the incidents that have been ongoing out at Oregon related to long pent-up frustrations of overreach by the federal government as it pertains to interactions with ranchers. That's led to a recent standoff at a wildlife refuge there. Trent's been there. He's interviewed these folks. He's reported for us on what's happened there. This week brought a tragic turn at a stop. Warrants had been issued for some of the individuals that were part of this effort, and one rancher is now dead as a result of that stop. What happened? Did law enforcement overreach here? Did the feds, the state police overreach? Did the individuals being apprehended act inappropriately? What the heck happened? Trent Luce here to give us a few answers to these questions. Trent, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Not a real good day for people, the freedom fighters of this country, Lavoie Finicum was a God-fearing family man who was a patriot, probably a greater patriot than anybody I met, have ever met. And eyewitness account, I've talked to a couple people that I know and trust locally in Burns, and an eyewitness account, which you can access, and I know that to be accurate because the person who was driving the vehicle and that young lady we'll call Victoria was recounting what happened, says that they come upon what is being called a traffic stop. It was pretty much a blatant ambush. There were two vehicles. Ammon Bundy and two other individuals were in the first vehicle. That one had already been taken and they were apprehended, and then Lavoie Finicum was driving his pickup, and a little foggy on exactly how it started, but the traffic stop, Lavoie decided he was going to go through it, which is not right, but he basically said that I'm going to get to the Grant County Sheriff, which is a neighboring county, the neighboring sheriff. And his pickup got stuck on a pile of snow trying to get around a roadblock. So then he got out, had his hands up, and again, this is all according to the eyewitness, had his hands up, was walking
forward. Now, We're talking about Lavoie now. That his pickup got stuck on the snow trying to go around
Lavoie
the roadblock.
Lavoie driving his own pickup.
Okay.
Got hung up on a pile of snow. He then got out of the pickup. The eyewitness says that he was walking towards the law enforcement. I don't know if it's FBI or state trooper. Had his hands up, never reached for his revolver. Don't even believe he had his revolver on his hip at that time. And said, I'm going to see the Grant County Sheriff or you're going to have to shoot me. And without any further instigation, the law enforcement official shot him. Shot him in the head a couple of times and then three times in the back as he lay on the ground and then proceeded to, the law enforcement official shot what this young lady says was, seemed like over 100 rounds into that pickup. And that's when Ryan Bundy was injured and hit in the shoulder with a gunshot. At no time was any weapon ever drawn on the law enforcement officials. And she said they were laying on the floor of their pickup looking for something white to stick out the window to let them know that they were surrendering. So that's what that's what happened. Two individuals were taken to the local in Harney County facilities. This young lady that I'm talking about that gave the eyewitness account and another individual who was being called Mark McDonald. He was driving the vehicle, his own Jeep that Ammon Bundy was in. Those two were released, and there's some wild speculation and burns that he was actually an FBI plant that had worked his way into cozying up to Ammon Bundy and was now his bodyguard. So that's what led to what's happening now. And then the last thing that I knew was last night at about 5 o'clock, there were 10 people left occupying the refuge. Ammon Bundy, through his attorney, did send a plea for everyone to vacate, stand down, get out of the refuge. There are 10 guys that apparently were not going to leave, and I've not heard anything since that. So that's what I know at this moment, talking to the people that I know in Burns.
And the eyewitness account you're referring to is out there now in the way of a recording. Victoria Sharps is the individual that was in the vehicle with Lavoie Finicum, and we have a recording, I guess, of that interview on my Facebook page now. A fellow by the name of Tim Hansen just shared that there, talking about
that. That is correct. That is a 12-minute video, or audio phone conversation that was recorded while she was in a friend of mine's pickup, and so I believe the credibility of it because I know the person who was driving the pickup at the time that conversation took place. And my friend is the one, the FBI actually took her to the local grocery store and dumped her out. And the friend that I'm speaking of went to the grocery store, picked Victoria up, took her to get a shower, and then took her somewhere else.
Now, there's been all kinds of stories of a shootout and threats the victim here, that he somehow was going to go after the sheriff, and the reporting on this says that Lavoie Finicum was supposedly threatening the sheriff were some of the reports, and the fact that there was a shootout.
Shootout. I'm convinced. No local person has told me there was a shootout. No local person has told me that Lavoie did anything other than put his hands up and did say, "I'm going to see the Grant County Sheriff."
Yeah, is anybody saying let's see the video footage from the vehicles here? Is what any kind of investigation going on of what happened here and why he was shot?
I would think not only there should be an investigation, there should be a vehicle that I believe will show it has a multiple, maybe 100 rounds, 100 bullet holes in it, and there should be video cameras that should come forward from those police and, those law enforcement vehicles. But I want to point out that it was the governor of Oregon that really spurred this on, because the governor of Oregon called a press conference. She issued a statement. She said, get this over. Get it behind us now. I just don't understand why there was no shootout and nobody drew their weapon in that vehicle.
Well, I don't understand why they even needed to be stopped. I mean, what do obviously they knew they were going to speak and do this meeting up where they were. So, like you say, this was planned. But what's right. The deal? I mean, you explained earlier this refuge is, open, not even locked. I mean, it's a building anybody can go in. Why the need to do what they did?
Well, I believe it's the reason is what I just gave. I believe the governor forced the situation. And the charges should be quite scary to everybody. I don't have them laid out in front of me, but basically the charges filed against the individuals that were taken into custody were interfering with federal police officer activity. I don't know who couldn't be charged with that.
Yeah,
because that's the one thing that I still struggle with people. I had a gentleman from Italy yesterday call me, and he talked, and he's doing a story for an Italy newspaper, and he said, well, they were criminals. They were lawbreakers. And I'll repeat what I shared with you last week. The only crime that I know of that the occupiers of the wildlife refuge committed was they changed the federal sign from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge to the Kearney County Resource Center. That is a crime. Other than that, they occupied a public place. They said, if you come and try to remove us, we'll exercise our Second Amendment right. There are no other crimes that they committed. And what they've been charged with, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I do want to point out that still today, as we celebrate the life of LaVoy Finnicum, job at hand is that we have two individuals, Dwight and Stephen Hammond, in prison, resentenced, serving a second sentence, and Hammond did get proof that they are not guilty of that crime. So the job at hand now is to get the judicial system working and get the Hammonds out of prison because they were blatantly set up.
Yeah, and I don't believe they'd be in prison if they had had better representation, so maybe now with the attention to this mess, some high-powered attorneys on the right side of this one can help. Dan and Bismarck and others welcome, by the way, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Trent Luce of Luce Tales, 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, good morning. Good topic. I'm finding it a little difficult to believe that law enforcement just summarily executed this man in the middle of the road for no reason. You're presenting one side of this story, and with all due respect to your guest, I know that he's very, very passionate about this, but I'm not so sure. I'm former law enforcement. I don't recall. I just don't know that this is the kind of thing where an unarmed man with his hands up, shades of Ferguson, Missouri here, hands up, don't shoot. It didn't happen that way in Ferguson, and I have my doubts that it happened this way in this instance. And it's, again, it's not, and no disrespect to your guest, but I've worked with FBI, I've worked with federal law enforcement. This would be a huge departure from anything that I've ever seen.
Dan, I could not agree with you more. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that that young lady is lying, but I challenge you to spend just 6 minutes listening to that young lady who was in the vehicle describe what happened, and you tell me that she's not telling the truth.
Well, I haven't talked to her, but I would say that she probably has a reason to slant the story. And that's all I'm saying. You're talking, you're getting one side of the story.
Well, that's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know. Have you interviewed any of the law enforcement that were there?
No, I have not. But
there
I
you
really
go. You've got one side of the story. That's all I'm saying. You've got one side of the story. And if you listen to...
Yeah, I hope they'd be willing to do that. That's kind of why I'm saying, let's get the video. Let's get everything we can in the way of facts, because I agree with you.
That's the real answer.
Hang on, Trent. We'll finish on the other side of the break here. Short break. Come back with more with Trent Luce. Thanks for the call, by the way, Dan. Gene waiting to weigh in. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I am a proud owner of a hot spring spa, and I'm with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and online at fargohotspring.com. I really, really like that hot tub. But I have to tell you, in the wintertime, I love it. What is it with the winter and hot tubs? It's so incredible.
Oh, a lot of different avenues, Scott. One of the things with a hot tub, it improves your circulation, which we know in cold water, your hands are cold, fingers cold. It's poor circulation, so it improves that. It transfers heat in the body 25 times faster than standing in air. So you're not going to crank up the thermostat and get warm quickly. Just get in the hot tub. You will warm up just like that. And we know this when you sit in warm water, your body comes to life. And then there's just the overall, you know, getting out of the house, getting to the backyard and in your swimming trunks in the middle of January. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And until you've lived that, you don't know. But, you know.
It's refreshing.
It's awesome. And again, it's the reboot button. You think about it. It's cold out. It's depressing out. The hot tub will change everything. You're better physically below the water, you're better emotionally beyond the water, and you're better mentally above the water. All good things happen.
That's for sure. Thanks, Vince. FargoHotspring.com or stop and see him. South Washington, Grand Forks, in front of Kmart, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
If you want a rock solid investment, I want you to meet my friend Kevin Piper, as he sold a lot of land. He's going to sell a lot more in 2016, and it's a good investment, by golly. And right now, of course, prices in the news, as you know, there's some bargains out there. Piper's 2016 auctions include some equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, Bismarck, Devil's Lake, exceptional land auctions in McLean, Stark, Adams, Grand Forks, and McHenry counties. If you want a complete catalog, give him a ring, 877-700-4099. Call Kevin Piper and his team at Piper Auction Company. 877-700-4099, or check them out at pipers.com. Trent Luce of Luce Tales here with us. We're talking about what we know about what happened on the ground in Oregon. And we have a lot of calls waiting here, so I'm going to just go as quickly as we can to as many of you as possible that have a question or comment. RG in Valley City, what's your question?
Your call has ended.
Well, that's unfortunate. How about Tim and Edgley? What's your question?
Question, I have a comment.
respectfully disagreeing with the law enforcement, former law enforcement person that was on the air. He doesn't remember the Ruby Ridge Randy Weaver case, where the government FBI deliberately changed the rules of engagement in that case and ordered Weaver to be shot on sight.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll just say this. And then they deliberately withheld evidence from the defense. I do not trust the government for anything. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. And by the way, the person you mentioned earlier, Trent, that is challenging this eyewitness report, you believe to be an FBI informant, right? That was the guy you were talking
correct.
About. He
showed up at the refuge 3 weeks ago. And was able to work himself into position of being Ammon Bundy's bodyguard, was driving the vehicle, was questioned for 2 hours last night or that night after he was arrested and then let loose in the community.
Got it. Let's see.
And he was driving the vehicle Ammon was in.
Gene in Valley City is not on my board anymore, so I'm going to jump to...
Got it. I just want to say one quick thing. I hope Dan is right because I want to have faith in the law enforcement, but this easy to fix. It's a very easy to fix. Somebody law enforcement-wise videoed it. Show us the video.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's hear from them. Let's just know there's an investigation. I'm the same way. Just, you know, who was it? Is it being investigated? You know, there's obviously multiple law enforcement officers there. What did they say and mm-hmm. see? You know, I mean, I completely agree. I hope that you know, all of this is folklore, but I would just challenge anybody to know the story of what the Hammonds been through, literally back to what, the 60s, early 70s, in the way of flat out harassment from the federal government and threats of, hey, if you let us buy your land, all this stuff will go away. And when they wouldn't sell the land, then all this stuff started happening. And they're in court, and I mean, it's harassment, okay? That's what it is. So if you connect all those dots, then you can't just quickly dismiss, they would never shoot this guy, they would never, you know. Got to know. Where's the facts? And again, this is an eyewitness report. So until that's countered by someone credibly investigating this, I think we all ought to want to know the facts. Morris and Elgin, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd like to see a video or a picture of the vehicle. If there's 120 bullet holes in that vehicle, it's obvious there was an overkill here.
I agree.
Is there videos out of the vehicle, or what happened to the vehicles?
Don't they all have them?
I think they all have them, and the vehicle disappeared. It's nowhere around Burns.
We need to see that.
What vehicle disappeared?
The vehicle that was shot 100 times that LaVoy Pinnicum was driving.
How did they just take the vehicle? I mean, I get it's an investigation, you know, component, but I don't know how they just take it and it's gone. It belongs to somebody, right? My gosh. That's interesting. Appreciate the call, Morris, and a good point on your part. I mean, I think we all want that. Get to the facts. Galen and Bismarck, question or comment quickly?
Yes. Just want to thank Trent Luce for keeping us updated on this situation. And apparently the sheriff's office wasn't there. Do you know what local law enforcement was involved?
I do not.
Okay. Do you know which law enforcement was involved in it? Was it U.S. Marshals Service, FBI, or some other group?
I don't honestly know. I can speculate, but I don't know.
Yeah, all I saw in the news reports were federal and state law enforcement.
Federal and state, okay. Sure, yeah. Looking forward to hearing more about this, and this just reinforces how important their Second Amendment rights are.
Sure is. Harvey, quick comment. In Washburn, you're up.
Yes, I was just saying, if it would have been a black man like down in Kansas, would the white men all going to riot and make burn the town down now like they did down in Kansas when the shooting happened?
That's impossible not to say, hey, you know, do ranchers' lives matter? You know, but obviously all lives matter. And sadly, this has not gotten the national attention. It should. That's why we're glad Trent Luce is doing what he's doing. Trent, about a half minute left. Anything you want to say?
No, I just applaud everyone for wanting to get more answers. You know, obviously, I share what I know at this time, and trust me, I will continue to dig and make sure that we get the facts presented, and first and foremost, present the facts that the Hammond family has been
persecuted, as you so well stated earlier, Scott, and just people stay involved and don't just talk about the Second Amendment. It is something you, if you need to use it, you got to use it.
No kidding. Keep up the great work. A true treasure here in the Northern Plains, Trent Luce of Luce Tales, where, by the way, he played a piece of that eyewitness report in the last Luce Tales. If you missed it, check it out. And we have it up on our Facebook page, too. We'll keep following this. Thanks, Trent. Travel safely. All the best to you.
Thank you.
We will have Doug Burgum, candidate for governor, tomorrow on the program. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.